Blog Talk Radio. know y'all can do it. Come on. I wish y'all could see me there.
Accounting needs, called the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even some IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with a lot of your concerns. So give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And make sure that you let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? And now, today's show, guys, today's show is entitled, Are Today's Video Games Contributing to the Violence in Our Society? Are today's video games contributing to the violence in our society? You know, I'm 50 years old, okay? And for me, when I was growing up in the 70s, there weren't a whole lot of video games out there. Okay. And there were video games, but there weren't many, all right? And they weren't the video games that they have out today. Now, we didn't play a lot of video games because, like I said, there weren't video games out. So maybe if they were out, we would have played a lot more video games. But we didn't. Since we didn't have things like that to keep us busy inside, we went outside. We stayed outside. We rode bikes. We played basketball, football, and baseball. And, you know, in the summertime when school was out, we went to the recreation center and we swam and we played basketball and things like that. And that was how we stayed out of trouble, okay? But today, you know, they don't have a lot of recreation. Kids don't have a lot of recreation. The politicians have sucked away all the money in recreation. They have taken it out and done other things with it, okay? So there is no money in recreation anymore. So the recreation centers that we had back in our day are obsolete today. There are a few around, but not close to, not even half as many as we had at our disposal when we were growing up, right? But there has to be some contributing factors that cause the violence in our society through our young kids, you know? So we're going to look at some of today's violent history, you know, that surrounds these video games, okay? Like I said, if you want to contribute to today's episode, you can call 818-301-5834. I'll put you on the show, and we can talk, or you can talk, okay? And that's where we are. So what I did this morning is I pulled up several articles about this, and the one that got to me or stuck with me is this one from a website called electronicshowstuffworks.com. Okay, and I asked the question: do violent video games lead to real violence? Okay. And in Columbine High School, they have a picture of the guys shooting Columbine High School. In Columbine High School, Eric Harris and Dylan Kebo were avid video game players, okay? So is there a link between playing video games and committing violent acts? All right? Now, this is what the article says. On April 20th, 1999, two seniors walked into their Colorado high school carrying assault rifles, and they opened fire. They shot dozens of people, killing 12 students and one teacher, and the nation was floored. All right? Now, school shootings had happened before, but this was a new scope of carnage. And in the ensuing search for answers, it came out the shooters had spent a lot of time playing violent video games. Okay? So since then, in the wake of each new senseless massacre, the entertainment proclivities, whatever that means, of the shooters are one of the first things reported by the press. Okay? I guess proclivities may mean what they do for entertainment. Okay? So the 20-year-old who killed 20 first graders and 6 educators at Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut in 2012, that 20-year-old played violent video games. Okay? And the article goes on to say, so did the 24-year-old who shot dozens of people in Aurora, Colorado, movie theater that same year. Okay? So the same year in 2012 that the guy went into the Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut and shot those kids, 20 first graders and 6 educators. All right? That's a lot of people. That's 26 people that he killed. And then the guy that went into the Colorado movie theater and shot dozens of people, he also played violent video games. So it goes on to say perhaps that reporting is for good reason. An estimated 97% of America's young people are playing video games. 97%. That's almost all young people playing video games. 97%. With many of the most popular ones featuring violent content. Right? And by 2008 estimate, this is in 2008 now, by 2008 estimate, they're playing them for an average of 13.2 hours per week. So that's 6 years ago. They said they were playing 13.2 hours ago, 2 hours per week. So I guarantee you that number is higher. I don't know how much higher, but I guarantee you over the last 6 years, it has grown. Okay? And it says on top of the obvious generation gap questions, which are, one of them is, what happened to riding bikes around the neighborhood? I just said before that's what we did. We used to ride bikes. We used to go outside and play baseball and football and basketball and all this stuff. And we went to recreation parks and we swam and we did this during the summer when we were out of school. Not the video games. Okay? But we now face more ominous ones. What appears to some to be a connection between violent gameplay and actual violence has many people wondering about the effects of immersive violence on young minds. Video games as we know them have really only existed since the mid-1970s. Okay? So there's nowhere near the amount of empirical evidence for or against the violent effects than there is surrounding, say television violence. And even those effects remain a source of controversy. But the rise in dramatically violent shootings by teenage gamers is bolstering the side of the argument that says video game violence translate in some way to the real world. Okay? So, you know, and that's the end of the article. My thing is with these video games is that, yes, they are violent. Okay? They are violent. But what makes these kids go out and take these assault rifles and these automatic rifles and go out and kill other people for no reason? Okay, for no reason. I mean, you may not like someone, what, that's fine. But why are you trying to kill someone? These guns kill people. They don't just hurt them. They kill people. You know, unless you're just trying to hurt them and you shoot them in the leg or something. But that's not the case. These guys are, you know, spreading the whole, you know, they're just going in and just, just shooting. And it comes from watching these video games, because that's what happens with the video games. Okay? That's what happens with these video games, is that they're used for that reason. It's to just shoot, and kill people. All right? And that's how they work. Okay? You can do a drive-by shooting in a video game. This new Grand Theft Auto, is one of those games. Okay? And that tends to contribute to the violence in our society. Comment on this. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You can call in and talk about this stuff. And one of the younger guys that I work with, he does a lot of that. He plays a lot of this Grand Theft Auto. So if they're grabbing bats and chains and all this stuff and going into a fight with other people, okay, then if they get upset with in real life, if he gets upset with someone, and he comes to fight with a bat or chain or whatever, he's gonna use it just like he saw on the video game. That's how he's going to use it. Okay? And if he has access to an automatic weapon, he's going to use it just like the automatic weapon was used in the video game. Okay? I mean, why not? Right? If you saw the way that they used it in the video game, that's the way that you're going to use it in real life if you're in that situation. Okay? And that's exactly what happened in Columbine High School and also in Sandy Hook Elementary, is in both instances these kids were, you know, after everything happened, they after the investigation, they found out that these kids were playing violent video games. Okay? I mean, what happens to dating girls? What happens to, you know, going out with your buddies and hanging out somewhere, doing different things? What happened to them? You know, I don't know what happened to those situations. What happened to the situations where that you used to go and ride bikes through the neighborhood? I mean, we used to go into the woods, into the wooded area where we had a running creek down there, and we had a clearing in the middle of the woods that not only we worked on, but was a natural clearing in the middle of the woods where we'd go and we'd do cookouts. And we'd call them a weenie roast, okay? And we'd do that, and everyone would bring something from home that we could use for the weenie roast, right? Somebody brought hot dogs. Somebody brought some ketchup. Somebody would bring mustard. Somebody would bring onions. Somebody would bring buns. Things like that. We'd take them from home, and we'd go in the middle of the woods, and we'd start us a fire, and we'd do hot dogs. Okay? And we'd eat. I mean, that took up hours out of a day. And that was something great to do. And then when we finish, we go to the creek and we clean our dishes and clean our pans with the creek water and the sand that, you know, formed on the banks of the creek. If you know anything about that and the way that they lived back in the day in the cowboy days and things like that, they used the creek water. That's good, natural, flowing water. It's not the cleanest water, but it's clean. That's like a lot of people drank that water. They bathed in that water and swam in that water. We didn't swim in it because it was too shallow to swim in, but we did wash our dishes. And if you use the sand from the banks of the creek, you got like the black smut on your pans, and you use the sand from the banks of the creek and rub it on there. That clean all that soot off of your pan, okay? And then we just rinse it off with the creek water, okay? That was how we did it, okay? And then we jump on our bikes and we ride the neighborhood all over the place. And the next day we jump on our bikes and we ride up to the recreation center or the community swimming pool, and we swim. And I remember like it was yesterday. We swim for hours. And then we get out and we get up right there at the concession stand. They had hot dogs and chips and drinks. You know, we could get two hot dogs, some chips and a drink for $1.50, $2. I mean, a hot dog costs you $2 now, but that's how we did it. It used to cost us 35 cents to swim. And we swim all day for 35 cents. Man, that's unheard of today. But that's the way it was. Okay? And that kept us out of trouble. You know, if you're riding your bike up to the pool to go swimming, you aren't thinking about a freaking video game. You aren't thinking about a gun. You aren't thinking about a knife, a bat, a chain. You're thinking about getting up there and seeing some girls and getting in the swimming pool and having a good time. But all that's gone. Gone. If I was a politician in any city over the United States, I'd look at putting more money into the recreation system to help these young kids have something to do to pass their time instead of playing these violent video games. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And I tell you guys, it's Friday. It's a beautiful Friday. I think it's going to be a tremendous weekend. I hope you guys have a good and safe weekend. Now, I won't be here on Monday. It's the holiday on Monday, and I'll be away from my studio. So, I'll be back with you guys on Tuesday morning, next Tuesday morning, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourselves, guys, and take care of your families, and we'll talk to you on next Tuesday. Have a tremendous weekend, and we'll see you soon, guys. Take care.